Chapter 32. Kelsey necked her fourth coffee of the day and massaged her temples. The lines on the chart before her were blurring into one.
"Excuse me, ma'am,"
called her assistant.
"There's someone here to see you. She says she's got an appointment,"
interrupted Detective Clerkenwell. "Trouble getting the warrant, Detective? What happened to first thing?" said Kelsey.
"It is first thing. I work nights. Wait, did I not make that clear? My apologies. I hope you've not been anxiously waiting all day for my arrival," said the detective.
"The facility has run in continuous operation for more than 300 years. I assure you, we don't wait anxiously for anyone," snapped Kelsey.
"Quite the pad you've got here,"
said the detective. She took a seat in Kelsey's chair, putting her feet up on the desk.
"What of you?"
she continued, surveying the factory floor. "Our practices are not for your eyes," said Kelsey, drawing the blinds.
"Oh, but they are,"
replied Clerkenwell. The detective tossed a letter across Kelsey's desk. Kelsey read the warrant, which granted the police 24-hour access to the entire site. Clerkenwell eyed up Kelsey's crumpled shirt.
"Wearing yesterday's clothes, are we?"
"Our laundry machine is broken. It's being fixed today," muttered Kelsey.
"Hmm,"
nodded Clerkenwell with a sage smile.
"Well, while you're fixing your laundry, perhaps someone could show me your archive room? There are some documents I need to inspect. I do love getting right down into the nitty-gritty, but that's just me. I'm a sucker for detail."
Kelsey was damned if Clerkenwell visited the archives unsupervised. She presented the inspection warrant to an archival automaton. The tail end of the document had a series of fine holes punched in a pattern too precise for a human hand to replicate. The machine inserted the document into a cavity at the side of its torso, where it checked the security code. Satisfied, the automaton returned the warrant and led the pair to the archive room. Clerkenwell whistled as they entered the chamber, immediately noting the echo.
"Holy crap! Is that a tunnel? Where does that even lead?"
She looked excitedly from the automaton to Kelsey, neither of whom reacted.
"No idea. This area is off-limits to non-automatons," said Kelsey.
"So, this is the first time you've been down here?"
"Yes," said Kelsey, trying to sound relaxed.
"You like it?"
"It's unexpected."
"Yo, can you take us to the birth certificates that are awaiting shipment, please?" said Clerkenwell.
Kelsey glanced at the bronze cabinets, then kicked herself. Had Clerkenwell seen her look? She waited for the automaton to lead the way.
"You sure it's your first time here?"
asked the detective, raising an eyebrow.
"I think I'd remember a place like this. It's got a railroad, for Pete's sake," scoffed Kelsey.
The automaton wheeled around and gestured to the bronze cabinets. Clerkenwell stepped forwards keenly.
"Mind if I do the honors?"
she said, pulling open the first drawer. She tugged out a folder and examined the files inside.
"Hot dog! Now this is the good stuff. I'm gonna be a wild director. Maybe you can go get some fresh clothes or something? I'd hate for you to look disheveled on my account."
"Happy to stay," said Kelsey stiffly.
"Suit yourself. I hope you like watching people read,"
chuckled the detective. The taunt echoed in Kelsey's head as Clerkenwell spent the next 3 hours painstakingly combing through birth certificates. She slammed the last bronze door shut with a triumphant clang.
"I'm gonna take a bunch of these. Is that cool?"
"We don't allow files to leave the premises," said Kelsey, thinking on her feet.
"Photocopies will be fine," smiled Clerkenwell. "Perhaps our metal friend here could oblige."
Clerkenwell passed her selected folders to the automaton.
"While we're waiting, Director, I would like to ask you a few more questions. Unless..." "Goodness," said Clerkenwell, checking her watch. "This must be late for you. Surely you've got a home to be getting back to?"
Kelsey pursed her lips. "Is that one of your questions?"
"Asking as a friend,"
said Clerkenwell with a sarcastic, wide-eyed smile.
"You get 3 questions, then we're done here."
"Ooh, is this a game now? I love games. All right, let's start with, has this facility ever had problems fulfilling ministry birthing commissions?"
"A certain percentage of our bakes fail. We've reduced that number significantly over the past few years," said Kelsey.
"How about paperwork? Ever encountered irregularities? Babies getting delivered to the wrong families?"
Kelsey's heart rate quickened. "No."
"Hmm. How about the people you've worked with? Would you say you trust them?"
"I've never had reason to doubt them."
"Dang, I'm out of questions. I had some really good ones lined up. Can we play again?"
The automaton returned, handing a stack of photocopies to Clerkenwell, before placing the originals back in their cabinets.
"Will that be all, Detective?" asked Kelsey through gritted teeth.
"That's all for today, thank you, Director. But I'd love to play again tomorrow. I'm sure we'll have even more to discuss once I've pored through these lovely copies some more. Come by the station tomorrow, say 4 p.m.
"Am I under arrest?" said Kelsey, alarmed.
"Not at all, Director. That's the last round we want to go down, especially for someone of your stature and public profile. It would be quite the scandal, and no one wants that. Your attendance at this stage is entirely voluntary. You would merely be assisting us with our inquiries."
Kelsey forced a cold smile. "I look forward to it. See you tomorrow, Detective."